Have you ever wondered how your actions, like keeping your garbage secure, might help protect the BC wildlife? In 2024, the number of black bears dispatched, meaning killed by conservation officers, hit its lowest point in over a decade, thanks to a mix of public effort and natural factors, according to a release by the Conservation Officers Service published on January 20th. Throughout the year, 303 black bears were killed across the province last year, compared to 603 in 2023. That's a drop of nearly 50%. Even better, it's also the lowest number since the CUS started sharing these statistics in 2011. Calls to the report All Poachers and Polluters RAP line about black bear conflicts were also down, with a total of 17,345. That's 10,000 fewer than the year before, and according to the Post, only 1.7% of those led to bears being dispatched. By the numbers in the Sea to Sky corridor, these small steps made a big difference in 2024. According to a CUS report, 11 black bears were killed across Squamish, North Vancouver, Whistler, and Pemberton. That includes 2 in Squamish, 2 in North Vancouver, 4 in Whistler, and 3 in Pemberton. Both Brackendale and Lions Bay each saw one black bear euthanized. As a comparison, in 2023, Squamish found itself on British Columbia's top 10 list of deadliest communities for black bears. With 11 black bears euthanized throughout the year, Squamish was ranked the 8th, with Prince George topping the list with 76 black bears killed, followed by Kamloops with 31. In 2024, Prince George had a total of 8 black bears destroyed and Kamloops had 11. The downtick in black bear deaths in Squamish appears to be part of a broader trend across the province, with 34 bears euthanized across the south coast last year and 38 on the west coast. Human-wildlife conflict is complex and cannot be solved by the CUS alone, said Cam Schley, Chief Conservation Officer of the BC Conservation Officer Service, in a Facebook post. What kept bears safer in 2024? Fewer black bear conflicts last year weren't a stroke of luck. They were the result of collective efforts from communities, businesses, and nature working together. Conservation officers credit better management of human attractants, like garbage, pet food, and birdseed, as a major factor. While it is encouraging to see fewer black bear conflicts and black bears dispatched overall, the public continues to have a critical role to play in reducing human-wildlife conflicts, Schley said. Residents, businesses, and communities all need to do their part to secure attractants, such as garbage, pet food, and birdseed, to help keep people safe and wildlife wild, he said. By securing these attractants, people were able to keep bears from wandering into neighborhoods in search of easy meals. According to the CUS, an abundant supply of natural foods such as berries also helped to reduce the need for bears to venture into populated areas. A reminder: how to stay safe sharing nature with wildlife comes with responsibility. To keep both people and bears safe, here are a few simple reminders, according to WildSafe BC. Avoid surprise encounters, heading out for a hike. Make some noise, clap your hands, call out, or chat with your hiking buddies. Keep an eye out for signs of wildlife, like scatter tracks, and don't forget to pack bear spray. Know how to use it before you need it. Keep pets leashed. Love exploring with your dog. Make sure they stay on a leash. Unleashed dogs can chase wildlife, provoke bears, or even lead them back to you. Respect wildlife. Admire animals from a distance, at least 100 meters for bears. Never feed them, no matter how tempting it may seem. Feeding wildlife often leads to conflict and puts animals at risk. Be prepared. If you do run into a bear, stay calm. Don't yell or run. Speak in a low, steady voice, back away slowly, and pull out your bear spray if needed. Only use it if the bear charges. To learn more, visit wildsafebc.com. Bhagyashree Chatterjee is the Squamish Chief's Indigenous and Civic Affairs reporter. This reporting beat is made possible by the Local Journalism Initiative.